Encounters improve the quality of our lives. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life without God. Encounters will activate purpose and calling in our life. Encounters come to restore intimacy and fellowship.
The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Encounters come to restore intimacy. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life. If you don't have a relationship with God, anything of value can become God to you. Welcome to Encounter Jesus Ministries, sustaining an experiential knowledge of God and walking in the fullness of our eternal ordination. Now, listen to God's servant, Apostle Oropo Michael, as he takes us through an encounter with the Word.
Prophetic. Genesis chapter 3, the Bible makes us to understand the story of Adam and his wife and the whole context of that scripture brought us to the understanding of the fall of man from the day the enemy deceived Eve and she ate and gave unto Adam. The Bible says, and man was cast away. Man was sent away from the garden, from the fall of man. In Genesis chapter 3, man became vulnerable to challenges. Man became vulnerable to the battles of life. Man became vulnerable. Was a great urgency, a necessity, because the place man found himself is not his place, the dwelling and the habitation that man found his place is not his original place. There was a necessity for a savior. There was a necessity for an answer to the question that was befalling man. I came here to speak to somebody. You walk to this crusade ground with a challenge. You walk to this crusade ground with a battle. After tonight, you will receive your answer. You will receive your answer. You will receive your answer. The devil completely took hold of the dominion and the authority of man. Man gave it willingly to the devil by rebelling and disobeying the counsel of the Lord. The Lord said unto man, you shall not eat. You shall not eat of this tree. Every other tree was given to man to enjoy for food. Every other tree was at the consumption of man, but the devil deceived man, and man took of what God has instructed him not to take. Anytime you disobey God in your life, you step into disaster. Every step outside the plan of God and the purpose of God is a step into disaster. But I am glad when the enemy thought he has won, when the enemy thought he has prevailed. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 21, and the Bible said, and the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent. That is the answer. That is the answer. Who is the seed of the woman? Who is the seed of the woman that will bruise the head of the serpent? His name is Jesus. He is the answer. He is the answer. He is the restorer, the mediator, and the savior of mankind. I am here to prophesy. It is possible. You have been combated with a lot of challenge. Tonight, the answer is here. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen.
Amen.
that your amen does not look like you are ready to receive an answer tonight. That your amen does not look like you are ready to receive an answer tonight. If you are sure that you are receiving an answer, let your amen be the loudest. The question, take your seat. The question is only hard when you don't know the answer. The question is only hard when you don't know the answer. When you step into an exam hall and there is a question paper, sometimes exam fever end up to catch up with a lot of people. But while you are complaining about the exam, someone seated close to you is already solving. Someone seated close to you is already smiling. Can I say something? The question is only hard when you don't know the answer. But I am here to prophesy to somebody. You don't need to crack your brain to know the formula. You don't need to crack your brain to look for the answer. The answer is right before you. And that answer is Jesus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into and they are saved. There is someone here tonight. The witches of your location have troubled you. The ancestral powers of your lineage have troubled you. But after tonight, you are going back home with the answer. You are going back home with the answer. No witch will chase you. No wizard will chase you. No occult will chase you. By the time you return, and with the answer, you go back to your neighborhood. Sheki bagateke boroto magada zoto parate keki gaga. When they try to oppress you in the night, by the time they come to your cage, they go around your fence, they see fire. What is happening here? He make his ministers to be flames of fire. What is happening here? The guy that was answerless has the answer now. I came, Obi, and the people in it, the answer has come. The answer has come. The answer has come. If you believe that the answer and the solution to your troubles, to your challenges, to your battle has come, jump on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Walk to three people. Walk to three people and say to them, my answer has come. My answer has come. The wandering is over. My answer has come. The wandering is over. The answer has come. The wandering is over. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The knowledge of the answer empowers you with strength before the question. When you know the answer, it is not possible for you to be frowning while in the exam hall. Something happened while I was in JS2C in Villanova Government College in Adamawa State, Newman. I was writing an exam. I remember vividly. It was agriculture. And the teacher gave 6 questions and he asked us to answer 5. Before the exam could reach 15 minutes, I have filled the first cap and turned the back and filled it, and I was looking for another first cap. And the teacher said, it's a lie. You stole the answer. I said, no, I didn't steal. But you were here looking at me while I was answering. He said, no. I answered the question and I brought in the paper in anger because I know the answer. I said to him, collect my script. See it, give me another pleasure and I will write it again. In that anger, because I know the answer, I collected a new script and I finished the exam for the second time and nobody submitted. When you know the answer, you have authority. When you know the answer, you are in charge. When you know the answer, you are not confused. The knowledge of the answer is the termination of confusion. I am here. Receive the answer. Receive the answer. Jesus the answer. Receive him now. Jesus the answer. Receive him now. Jesus the answer. Receive him now. Beloved brothers and sisters, I don't blame people that go to the Habalish. The reason why you can apply a lot of kerosene method is when you don't know the formula to the answer. It's when you don't know the formula to the answer. When you know that there is a formula in physics, there are a lot of formulas for the calculation of velocity, time, acceleration, and the rest of it. But beloved brothers and sisters, there is also a formula called the Almighty formula. With that formula, you can be able to solve no matter what the question is. I am here not with one formula that can leave you stranded in another direction. I am here with an almighty formula, and that formula is the Almighty God, Jesus, your Savior. If you are ready, shout Jesus. Let the devil hear you. Shout Jesus. I say, let the devil hear you. Let the devil hear you. Let the devil take notice of you. Shout, Jesus! Jesus is the answer.
Yes, the answer.
The answer to what? Number one, he is the answer to our broken relationship with God. A significant that we still have hope is the death of Christ on the cross of Calvary. Calvary was not a show. Calvary was a prophetic, calculated action to bring back man into the place of dominion. Calvary is not just an incident. It's not a coincidence. It's an articulation of divine will and purpose, of divine will and counsel to bring back man to the original. Man knew the language of death. Man knew the language of death when he sinned against God. That was when man knew the language of death. Man was not created to die, but the sin man committed was that very thing that brought death to man. Let me give you the story of a judge. He had the very best friend. He loved his friend so much. The friend was dear to him. And so the friend committed a crime. And the crime was consequence for death. When the man entered the courtroom and he discovered it was his friend on duty, he was smiling because he felt humanly the judgment will be thwarted and then he will be free somehow, someway, just like a lot of manipulations are happening. But by the time he appeared before the court, his friend was not just his friend. His friend is the judge. And the judge is committed not to emotions, but to the constitution. By the time he appeared, the friend lashed on him the full judgment. And the judgment is dead. The man start to cry. What kind of friend is this? What kind of wicked friend is this? I thought you are mindful about my children. I thought you would consider my wife. But the judge said to him, there is no excuse for the crime you committed. And while the man was crying, the judge immediately left his seat and came down and said to his friend, calm down. Even though this judgment is for you, as your friend, I will die your death. You can go. I will go through the consequence. Beloved brothers and sisters, man was that person that was in the courtroom, and the judge is Jesus, the Son of God. The constitution is every soul that sinned shall die. And Jesus, our friend, what manner of love is this? That a friend laid down his life. Yes, Jesus, yes, lay down his life, yes, for you, Dominique, for me, Domina, to be saved, Domina, to be redeemed. Dominique. And it was not just redemption, it was restoration, yes, back to the original place, back to the place of God. Man died physically and spiritually. Man lost it physically and spiritually. The Bible speaking in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12 that there is no name that is given among men that we might be saved than that name, Jesus. That is the only name. Jesus is not the way. He is the only way. He's not just the way. He is the only way. There is no any other way outside him. That is why in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 18 he said, and he has reconciled us back to himself. A restoration. The death of Christ was the restoration of mankind back to God. Jesus, number two, is the answer to our broken relationship with one another. Humans are constantly fighting. You meet a wife fighting the husband. You meet the husband fighting the wife. You meet the members fighting the pastor. You meet the brother fighting the sister. You meet the sister fighting the brother. All manners of crisis. You know, there is a song we learn while we are still coming up. And then while we're still in the Sunday school, and they taught us the song, and we're supposed to do ministration with it. That song has been in my heart till date. He said, in the house there is no peace. The father said, because of the mother. While the mother said, because of the children. Satan, the devil, is the cause. In the church, There is no peace. The pastor say, because of the members. While the members say, because of the pastor. Satan, the devil is the cause. Let me tell you. A lot of us have left the devil. And we are fighting our sisters. A lot of us have left the devil. And we are fighting our brothers. But Jesus came as the answer to reconcile us. Do you know that now even brothers are jealous of each other's success? Do you know even the pastors among themselves are fighting each other? Jesus is the answer to a wall of crisis. The division of tribes. It happened before. It's still happening again. Jesus is the instrument of love. And that is why he encourages us to love one another. In John chapter 13 and verse 34 to 35. Jesus is the answer to a fruitless and a meaningless life. A life without a meaning is because of the absence of Jesus. You can have a car and yet your life is meaningless. You can have a job and yet your life is meaningless. There are things that material, there is a place and a vacuum in your life that material and earthly possession cannot satisfy. There is a longing of the human heart that only Jesus can satisfy. There is a longing of the human heart because part of you is divine. So when the earthly reign and the earthly part of you is contented, there is still a yearning from the spiritual part of you, the inner part of you, for satisfaction. Beloved brothers and sisters, tonight I want you to know that Jesus is the answer to a life of sin, a life of condemnation. You are here in the land of Obi. You are a smoker. You are a humanizer. You move from place to place. You are seriously enslaved by the life of thievery. Whatever you see, you touch. We are not saying you are the worst person. Actually, no, you are not. We are not saying you are the bad person. But we are saying tonight that there is a better life that you can have. There is someone that can offer you those things you are stealing without you suffering yourself to steal them. There is someone that can bless you with a family that will guarantee your peace and your blessing. There is someone that can scatter the affliction of your life. Beloved brothers and sisters, the worst thing that can happen to a man is to be close to his answer or to be close to his solution and yet refuse to accept his solution. You know, the devil is so wise. He will never want to allow you to make the decision of salvation. So anytime you want to decide, he will tell you, your boyfriend is here. Your girlfriend is here. Your pastor is here. Your deaconess in church is here. Beloved brothers and sisters, on that day, when you will appear before the judgment
seat.
There shall be no pastor. There shall be no apostle. There shall be no prophet. There shall be no teacher. Everybody will stand naked before the Lord. Your work shall be judged. Your work shall be judged. You are here tonight. You are here tonight. What is the way to securing the answer? The first way to secure the answer is Romans. Chapter 10 and verse 10. For with the heart man believes, and for with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So tonight, the first step is to believe in your heart that Jesus died for you. Is to believe in your heart that he is your very answer. That he is your very savior, your very mediator. You are here tonight. You must believe in your heart. As you are deciding to believe, there will be conflicting voices that will tell you, sit down. Sit down. But you must say to those voices, tonight is your end. You must say to the devil, I take my salvation as my responsibility. That is why the Bible says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You must decide. Believe in your heart. And number two, confess with your mouth. Until you confess it, you can't receive forgiveness. Confess your answer. Accept. Number three. After you believe, after you confess it, fully accept it. And then your life of dominion, your life of Zoe has now started. There is someone here tonight. You are here. You are saying, Pastor, I need the answer. There is a question in my marriage. There's a question in my career. I was done with my degree. And yet there is no job. There is a question in my life. The things I want to do, I don't find myself doing them. The things I want to do, I don't find myself doing them. There is a question in my family. There is crisis. There is turbulence. There is challenges in my life and family. Tonight, right there where you are, it's your night. Everybody be upstanding. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. The answer is here. Can I hear you shout Jesus three times? One. One. I say one. Where is the drummer? Be up there, be up there, be up there, be up there. Come on, roll, 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 roll. Jagabaratika lavaridos kolebaradiaska. Roll your drums. Be fast about it. Somebody shout, Jesus! Yes. One! Two! Three! You are here tonight. You want to accept Jesus into your life. Don't look left. Don't look right. Just look to the front. Don't look at your neighbor. Your neighbor will not answer for you. Your neighbor will not be there. Your sister will not be there. Your brother will not be there. You want to accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior right there where you are. Before the count of seven, move to Jesus. Move to Jesus. Move to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. He's calling you. He's calling you. You want to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Run. Run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. The answer is here. The answer is here. The answer is here. No. No. You cannot end in hell. 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 You want to make the decision of accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to say no to sin. You want to turn your back on sin. Run where you are. Malabos ke labadiaska. You are here and you know. If you have prayed this prayer yesterday, you are already saved. So if you know you didn't pray this prayer yesterday, then tonight is your night. If you prayed this prayer yesterday, just quickly know that you already have the answer. So quickly go back to your seat. That is if you prayed the prayer yesterday. If you came out for a call like this yesterday, you can run back to your seat. But if you did not pray this prayer yesterday, stand where you are. Stand where you are. Stand where you are. If you know you didn't pray this prayer yesterday and you want to do that today, start moving. Start running. What a massive harvest. Let's give Jesus the praise. While you are coming, you know you didn't pray the prayer yesterday. Keep coming. Choir. I live for Jesus. Day after day, I live for Jesus. Let come what may. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus. Let come what may, the Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day. Can na so. Yesu kanina naso, oh kanina naso, gareka kasake raisa, kanina naso, ya Yesu. You want to make the decision? Kana so kaiwana kuduri, kaso kaba, kina so kaiwana kuduri, kiso kaba munachiraki, munachiraka, munachiraki, kariki bata lokachi. Kana so kaiwana furchi, muna kanjiraka, muna kanjiraki. Kanina, kanina naso, ya Yesu. Kanina naso, kanina, kanina yokareka Yesu. Sakira yuata. Kunda kuna gabaza kuyedaga hanunku, kufara adua, kuna kuka dominchito, kina chicken jamaa. Kana chicken jamaa, kana soka iwana ngatia, kana soka iwana ngkudiri, kakudu kasoga ba. Sakeni ya Yesu, sakeni, sakeni,
sakeni ya Yesu, sakera yuata. Sakeni ya Yesu, sakera yuata.
Ho!
Dani na yoga rei
I'm still waiting for 7 people in that crowd that have yet to make that decision. I feel it prophetically. There is a sister with a red shirt. You need to make this decision. You need to make this decision. You can move faster. If you are among those 7 people that God is speaking to, move and run. It's time to take this decision. While we are praying this prayer, I expect you to run forward and join these people as we pray the prayer. You are here now in the front. Lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand and pray this prayer with me. And say with me, Lord Jesus. Shout it. Shout it louder. Shout it louder. Tukon kukuna jin hausa ne? Kuna jin hausa? Kuche ya Yesu! Nazo kabagareka! Kakarbeni! Nime sunubine! Nafurta! Yew! Nakarbi Yesu! Yazama Allah na damai chetona takayau zambika Yesu kakarbeni Yesu na kubuta dalili nchininka na samu yanchi awanandere Yesu kamalakeni na ki Naki the Shedan Nayinam the Yesu the Gayao Zuahar Abada. Father, thank you for these souls. I declare that you establish them in the name of Jesus. I declare that you establish them in the name of Jesus.
If you were blessed by this message you just listened to and you wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat the prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you just said this prayer, please send us an email at info.ejmi.ng@gmail.com or visit us on our website at www.encounterjesus.cc to enable us to reach you and afford us the privilege of discipling you. God bless you.